Next man up, 102.5 The Game. Jake Lyman, Connor Newt out here at T-Line in West Nashville.
Stylin'.
Day 3 of the SEC Men's Basketball Tournament tips off in a couple of hours. We'll have your coverage all day. But we now go to our phone lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and we are joined by Justine Pissot, a senior on Vanderbilt's women's basketball team. The Commodores 27-4 and getting set for Selection Sunday, where they will likely host the first two rounds of the NCAA tournament. Justine, thanks for coming on again. Always glad to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, Justine, clearly a disappointing SEC tournament for you, but always an opportunity to learn after that loss to Ole Miss. How do you think the team has responded as you prepare for Selection Sunday?
Yeah, it was very disappointing, but I think every moment for us is a learning moment. And we had a couple days off, and we came back, and we fought in practice. We played a lot, and I think we're just super eager to be able to play again. We have one game that is guaranteed left on our schedule. So I think we're just taking it day by day and really processing what we have in front of us. None of us have been in this situation before where we could possibly be hosting. So it's pretty important.
Yeah, and you mentioned the ability to host, Justine. 16-0 inside Memorial Gym this season. How crucial will that be, having your home crowd behind you for the first two rounds in the NCAA tournament, something that you haven't been able to experience the last 2 years?
Yeah, I think it's special. I think that our home crowds are becoming more and more effective every game that we have, and I think we just need to continue that. I don't think it should stop this year, next year, and the years to come.
Talking to Justine Pissot of Vanderbilt women's basketball here on the program. Justine, I want to take you back to that Ole Miss game. As you guys move towards possibly hosting in the tournament, how personal has that become for you? How personal is that loss and, you know, wanting to impress the home crowd as you move towards the tournament?
I think it is personal. I think every game we play is personal. I don't think that we're going to go back in time and really just dwell on the fact that we struggled against Ole Miss. I really thought that we played pretty well. We had a lot of heart. We had a lot of fight. We just couldn't hit any shots. So I think just these next couple of days in practice, really be intentional on what we're doing, and then just go out and play how we play in Memorial. I don't think we have to do anything extra or special.
You mentioned it earlier, so I want to ask you about kind of a team mentality thing here. But when you're in a tournament like this and a situation where one game could be your very last, is it truly a survive and advance mentality that you have to have? Or is it kind of a broader mentality of we want to dominate as much as we possibly can throughout this tournament?
I don't think we're looking past our first game that we'll have. It is a lot of pressure, possibly being a 2 seed and possibly hosting. Like I said before, none of us have been in this situation, but I think the only way that we can move in this tournament is if we just focus on one game at a time.
Talking with Justine Pissot, senior on Vanderbilt's women's basketball team. Again, Selection Sunday coming up, 7 o'clock selection show where Vanderbilt will find out their fate. Justine, Shea Ralph obviously has been such a huge part of the growth of this program and brought you here as a transfer. What has she meant to you, and how special has this year been getting to see the vision that you committed to when you transferred really come to fruition in real life?
Honestly, I don't even think I would be the person I am off the court without Coach Ralph. She has impacted my life in ways that she will never understand. Off the basketball court, I don't even know. I could talk about her for days. She's just a great human being. And not only that, she's a great coach. Whether we lose, win, whatever, I am just thankful that I have her as my coach. And I think she just pushes us every single day. There's not a day that goes by where she doesn't want more for us. She'll make it impossible for us. Yesterday, we had a tough practice. It was her birthday, and she didn't care about that. All she cared about was coming in and getting on us 24/7 if we were doing something wrong. And I think that just goes to show to her who her character is. She puts everybody before she puts herself. And I think that's just great to see as someone who looks up to her.
Justine, you've been in the NCAA tournament all three of your collegiate years, now going to be four, and this team has made it each of the last 2 years. What do you think you can take from that and maybe some of the reasons you weren't able to advance past the first weekend the last 2 years? Do you think that experience can help you this year as you guys try and make a deep run?
Yeah, I think for me, my biggest thing is focusing on my leadership during this tournament. Not that I'm not focused on scoring, but I have two people on my team who can score the basketball with their eyes closed. And I think that what comes to me will come to me on scoring wise, but I want to try and be that outlet for my other player, for my other teammates. Like if they're struggling or if they're in their head, like I'll be the one to calm them down or be like, hey, look, like 10 seconds and wipe it off, like next play. So that's really my mindset. I think being in college for 4 years and being able to go to the tournament for 4 years while playing, not playing, sitting, anything like that, like I think I do have a lot of experience on the leadership side. So I'm excited to see how that goes.
Justine, in terms of mentality, I'm sorry, I'm getting really psychological with you, but you mentioned taking it day by day and one game at a time, and I think that's a good mentality to have. But in terms for you guys as a whole, is this a prove them wrong year in terms of the committee and we should be on that one line? Or is this kind of a let's just go out there, see what we can do, and, you know, one game at a time like you mentioned?
I wouldn't say proving anybody wrong. I think it's proving to ourselves that we belong in this state, in this stage, and we belong where we are. I think that what we are trying to do is prove to ourselves that we can make it past the first round. And that's been a challenge for us the past 2 years, was we haven't been able to make it out of the first round. So I think just for us, we're just focusing on Vanderbilt women's basketball and who's in our program and nobody else outside of that.
Justine, thanks so much for taking some time with us. Looking forward to the NCAA tournament and wishing you luck the rest of the way.
Thank you so much.
Justine Passat joining us, senior on Vanderbilt's women's basketball team. The Commodores have their selection show coming up 7 o'clock on Sunday. I think almost certainly will be a 2 seed and will host games in Memorial Gym Friday, Sunday, or Saturday, Monday. So an opportunity to come out and see some NCAA tournament basketball in Nashville next week. We cannot wait and appreciate Justine taking some time with us. We will take a break. When we come back, hour number two, we will continue to talk college basketball and the SEC tournament.
And we'll talk about my hat.
Yes, Connor with a choice fashion-wise for sure going on here at T-Line in West Nashville. We're having a blast out here. We are here till 6 p.m. Chase and Big Joe coming up at noon, DVD at 3. We got bowling, curling, TVs everywhere, food, drinks. Make sure you come out and spend your Friday with us as the SEC quarterfinals begin coming up at noon. Jake Lyman, Connor Newt, Parker Kelly, hour number two coming up here on Next Man Up, 102.5 The Game.